Well, it is 7:30. Good morning and happy Monday to you. We found a way to brighten up Monday a little bit with a special guest this morning. We have the Traverse Symphony Orchestra Civic Ensemble conductor and musical director and all-around professional working musician, a rare bird to come by. Lynn Tobin is here with us this morning. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Kate. Thank you for inviting me to be with you this morning.
Oh, so happy that you're here. So you are not only the conductor of the Civic, but you are very active musically in our area.
Well, I teach general music and strings at the Pathfinder School. I play cello with the Traverse Symphony Orchestra, and I conduct the symphony's unique multi-generational civic ensembles, which is an educational program of the symphony.
And this is when the civic ensembles encourages all different ages to come and play and different levels to work together in kind of a volunteer army, right?
That's right. We have two different levels of orchestra, string orchestra. We have 65 musicians, ages 11 through 70.
It's wonderful.
It is wonderful. It's really a unique assemblage of musicians, and it's just a fantastic educational program sponsored by the symphony.
You brought us some terrific music. This whole next hour is all Lynn's choices, including the kids' commute at 7:40. So let's get started right away. You've got some great stuff, and we don't want to miss anything.
All right. Well, the first piece that I've chosen to bring to you is a performance by Yo-Yo Ma of Gabriel's Oboe, which is the haunting melody by Ennio Morricone, the famous film score composer. This is Yo-Yo Ma in the Roma Sinfonietta playing Gabriel's Oboe from The Mission, a 1986 movie. That was Yo-Yo Ma performing Gabriel's Oboe from the film, the 1986 film, The Mission, by Ennio Morricone. That was Yo-Yo Ma in the Roma Sinfonietta with the composer conducting.
That is such a wonderful piece of music. It's understandable why they would set lyrics to it and give it to Sarah Brightman to sing later. It's such a wonderful melody there.
It is a beautiful melody, and I'm a great admirer of Yo-Yo Ma. I think he's one of the 21st century's greatest artists. He's constantly exploring genres, thinking outside the classical box. He's a great performer, educator, and a wonderful humanitarian.
Oh, totally. Yes, absolutely. Hooray for Yo-Yo Ma.
Love Yo-Yo Ma.
Yo, love him. Now, you have a concert coming up for the Civic. That's tomorrow.
That is tomorrow evening, December 3rd. This is at First Congregational Church, the Travis Symphony Orchestra's Civic Ensembles, which is an educational program of the orchestra. We're performing at 7 o'clock. It's a concert that is free and open to the public.
Wonderful.
And I'd like to play a couple of selections of pieces that we're going to be featuring tomorrow night on our concert. One of the pieces we're playing is a Chip Davis Mannheim Steamroller arrangement of the traditional English carol, The Holly and the Ivy. Now, this recording features a sopranino recorder, but tomorrow night, our solo will be played by Central High School senior Ellis Begley on violin. That was the Mannheim Steamroller Chip Davis arrangement of the traditional English carol, The Holly and the Ivy.
And you have a high school student who's playing that solo for you in the concert tomorrow.
We do. Ellis Begley from Central High School will be playing that solo on violin, accompanied by the Civic String Orchestra.
Wow. So what a great way for young musicians to start practicing what their lives will really be like. I mean, that's what a professional violinist would do.
That's exactly right.
Oh, that's great to have that opportunity for young people. Wonderful. Oh, speaking of wonderful young people, it is 7:40, which means...
Hi, I'm Ella. I'm 9 years old.
Hi, I'm Caleb. I'm 12 years old.
Hi, I'm Shay, and I'm 5 years old.
And you're listening to the Kids Commute.
And you're listening to the Kids Commute.
And you're listening to the Kids Commute.
On Interlochen Public Radio.
Yes, thank you, everybody. You are listening to The Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio. Support comes from the Gray Hair Inn Vineyard Bed and Breakfast, offering Kids Commute Christmas packages that include tickets to local community cultural performances. There's more information on the web at grayhairinn.com. And today, a very special Kids Commute, two pieces for you, chosen by Lynn. Now, Lynn works with young people all the time, so she knows what kind of pieces, hopefully, will interest you or that you can interact with musically or that will speak to you. What do we have today, Lynn?
Well, Kate, I'm kind of excited to share these pieces with all the students on their way to school this morning, especially my pre-kindergarten through eighth grade students at the Pathfinder School. The first song is called Street Song, and it's by Carl Orff. In music classes at Pathfinder, we use the Orff-Schulwerk approach to music education, and it employs various sizes of xylophones, glockenspiels, metallophones, and percussion. It's a really hands-on, friendly, child-friendly approach. And this is probably one of the most famous of the pieces from the six volumes that Carl Orff and his partner Gunhild Kietmann wrote for music for children, and it's called The Street Song. That was Street Song from a 3-CD collection, Music for Children, directed by Carl Orff and Herman Regner.
So that's something that is specifically meant to be fun for them to play.
Oh, it's great.
As well as listen to. How are they doing that? That's almost all percussion instruments?
It's all different sizes of xylophones and handheld percussion. And one of the wonderful things about the Orff-Schulwerk approach to teaching music to children is that you take simple patterns and then you layer patterns on top of other patterns, so you get a very rich polyphonic sound. And that's what kids love about it, is that it becomes very complex even though each child is playing a relatively simple pattern.
So it lets them do a whole lot with just a little.
That's right.
And feel like they're making real music.
Well, my students at the Pathfinder School love to play Orff instruments, and we've performed this particular piece. I thought they'd enjoy hearing it on the air.
Oh, that's terrific. So that's our first treat for the Kids Commute, and the second is also being performed in a concert you have coming up.
Yeah, well, I know that many local students are preparing for upcoming holiday concerts, and at the Pathfinder School, the kids love to sing, and we're getting ready for our Pathfinder Winter Concert, which is December 12th at First Congregational Church. It's free and open to the public at 6:30. Very child-friendly, family-friendly concert. One of the pieces we're going to be performing is the traditional gospel tune, Go Tell It on the Mountain. My Pathfinder students are big fans of Pentatonix.
Of course.
The a cappella group of five vocalists who won the third season of The Sing-Off on TV. And I thought it would be fun to listen to their version of Go Tell It on the Mountain. This is Pentatonix.
While shepherds kept their watching over silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth. Savior's birth.
Tell It on the Mountain, performed by Pentatonix, the amazing a cappella vocal group.
That is great. They do not use a single instrument, so all the percussion you hear there, they made with their bodies or their hands, right?
That's exactly right. My students really appreciate that because they love to do exactly that thing, which is sing and make noise with your body.
Right, exactly. And what's more fun than that? Not a lot.
Not a lot.
Oh, that's fantastic. So again, that's Pentatonix, but of course we will hear the Pathfinder version.
We will.
Which will be quite different, I'm sure, but equally charming. And that's in your upcoming holiday concert. We are still listening to holiday music. There was another one that you're going to be playing in your upcoming concert.
Tomorrow night.
Let's talk about that for a moment.
Yes, tomorrow night, December 3rd at First Congregational Church at 7 o'clock with the Civic String Ensemble, sponsored by the Travis Symphony Orchestra. One of the pieces we're playing is Masters in This Hall. We'll be doing a string orchestra arrangement featuring a solo by Ivan Zeminski, another Central High School senior.
Fantastic.
Student. Yes, and
love
he's
it.
Going to be playing a big solo on violin in our arrangement. But this is a lovely arrangement of Masters in This Hall by Yolanda Kondonassis on the harp. Yolanda Condonestis playing the harp in the arrangement of Masters in This Hall.
Such great holiday music. You know, we tend to get in that little brain lock of holiday music. We think of about 20 carols, perhaps, that get locked in our heads. But there is so much more music. It's been celebrated for a very long time, so there are hundreds of years worth of holiday music that we can all dig through.
That's right, and we're always trying to find something a little bit different and unusual to listen to every year.
Great. Well, of course, exciting news also for young Ivan Suminsky, who was born, I mean, that name, he's born to be a great violinist anyway.
He is a very talented young man, and I look forward to working with him tomorrow night. Now, one of the pieces we're doing tomorrow evening that is not a holiday tune, but it is a featured work on our concert, the Civic Ensemble's concert, is the Ernest Bloch Concerto Grosso No. 1 for piano and string orchestra. And interestingly enough, this will feature Ivan's brother, Nicholas Suminsky, on piano.
Really?
With
wow.
the orchestra. And this is a really substantial and challenging piece for the Civic Orchestra. It was written in 1925. At the time, Ernest Bloch was the first music director of the newly formed Cleveland Institute of Music. And his college-age students were complaining to him about the fact that the traditional Baroque music that they had to study and play, and Baroque and classical music, wasn't really adequate in preparing them to understand and perform music of the 20th century.
Oh, interesting.
So they challenged Mr. Bloch to write something that was a little bit more appropriate in helping them prepare to play music of the 20th century. And this is the piece that he came up with. So it's in the style of a Baroque composition, the Concerto Grosso, in which musical material is passed between large and small groups of instruments, but it's composed with 20th century harmonies. So first we're going to hear the second movement, the dirge, from the Concerto Grosso No. 1 for piano and string orchestra by Ernest Bloch.
Thank you.
Let's go to the first movement of the Ernest Bloch Concerto Grosso, number 1 for piano and string orchestra. This is the Allegro movement, piece that we are performing tomorrow night at our Civic Chamber Orchestra concert.
Great. Gerard Schwartz conducting the Seattle Symphony with Patricia McCallion at the piano in the Concerto Grosso No. 1 for Piano and String Orchestra by Ernest Bloch. That was Movement 1, Allegro. And so you'll be hearing, this will be featured by a young musician in your concert coming up.
Yes, tomorrow night we have Nicholas Suminski, who is a junior at Central High School in Traverse City. He'll be playing the piano with us on that piece.
Wow, what a challenge. And you can totally hear how Bloch's students said, teach us something classical, but put a modern sensibility to it.
That's exactly right. It's quite a challenging piece, but the members of the Civic Orchestra are really excited about sharing that. So tomorrow night, it's our Ring in the Holidays concert, Tuesday, December 12th at 7 p.m. This takes place at First Congregational Church, and it's free and open to the public. We'll have 65 musicians, ages 11 to 70, performing on this concert.
Wow. That's a huge... That's just huge. Now, tell me, do they manage to come across, do they become one big community? Is it, you know, with such younger people and such older people in one working project group?
That's exactly right. It's an unusual mix. Mm-hmm. Most communities have youth orchestras, or they have perhaps non-professional civic orchestras that are filled with adults. But this is a mix of both. And I find that it's really the perfect combination. Because each age group brings something different to the table. The adults are quite serious about it. They practice a lot. They ask very intelligent, probing questions in rehearsal. They come with with energy to every single rehearsal. They're there on time. They're there every week. And they demonstrate a lifelong learning and a real interest in music. And the students bring an incredible amount of energy and youthfulness mm-hmm. to the program and a lot of skill that some of the older players are still trying to acquire because they started at a later age. And it's just a great mix. I find that it's a really wonderful combination. About a third of the group is adults.
Wow.
We have 22 adults, and four of those are NMC students.
Wow. That is great. So everybody brings everybody else up in a different way.
That's exactly right.
That is fantastic.
It's a wonderful, wonderful educational program sponsored by the Traverse Symphony Orchestra. And speaking of the Traverse Symphony Orchestra, we have holiday concerts, Home for the Holiday Concerts, coming up on December 14th and 15th. I'll be playing cello in that concert. And Kate, I understand you're also involved?
Yes. I'm so excited. I'm going to be narrating 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Well, that will be fun.
Yes, and Maestro Rhodes has some very specific ideas on how he wants to hear that story. So he and I are teaming up to hopefully bring you a fun and interesting take on that. But it's always such a pleasure and a great joy to read in front of an orchestra.
Well, it will be fun to have you as a guest. And also featured on that concert are the NMC Grand Traverse Chorale and the NMC Children's Choir under the direction of Jeffrey Cobb. So why don't we hear a piece that the Children's Choir is going to be performing. This is the Star Carol by John Rutter. By John Rutter, Cambridge Singers and City of London Symphonia, conducted by the composer. This is one of the pieces you'll be able to hear at the Traverse Symphony Orchestra Home for the Holidays concerts on December 14th and 15th with the NMC Grand Traverse Chorale, the NMC Children's Choir under the direction of Jeffrey Cobb, and the Traverse Symphony Orchestra conducted by Kevin Rhodes.
I will bet those kids love singing that syncopated line.
They do love it. And this piece was suggested to me by one of my students at the Pathfinder School who sings in the NMC chorus, Jessie Williams. I said, "What's your favorite piece on the concert coming up?" And she immediately said, "The Star Carol by John Rutter."
Absolutely. And you can tell what little things in there are going to be fun for kids to sing if there's that momentary little rhythmic trick that they can enjoy. You know.
Should be a wonderful performance with the symphony and the children's choir. Can't wait. Really excited. Looking forward to it.
Now, this next piece, this and something I have not heard before. This is kind of a new one, and you've got a great performer name here, too. Tell us a little bit about the Waylon Jennies and the Bird Song.
All right. Well, the Bird Song, the Waylon Jennies is one of my favorite folk groups. It's a trio of women from Canada. And the Bird Song is a song that my Pathfinder students are going to be performing on their holiday winter concert on December 12th at First Congregational Church at 6:30. The students love this song. And it really is a great fit for Pathfinder students. The Pathfinder School is a local independent day school, grades pre-K through 8. I'm lucky enough to be the music teacher there. We're on 22 beautiful wooded acres between Grand Traverse Bay and Cedar Lake, and the students say it feels like you're going to summer camp all year round at the Pathfinder School.
Wow.
So we're in and out in between buildings all day. No one ever stays inside all day. No one ever stays in a seat all day. We're very active and hands-on. And so this song is kind of a beautiful depiction of looking at nature and wanting to be a lot like the different aspects of nature. And the children love singing this song. So this is The Bird Song by the Waylon Jennies.
I hear a bird chirping up in the sky. I'd like to be free like that, spread my wings so high. I see the river flowing, water running by. I'd like to be that river, see what I might find. I feel the wind blowing, slowly changing time. I'd like to be that wind that swirling, shape the sky. I smell the flowers blooming, bidding for spring. Flowers open to everything. Swirl and shape the sky.
That was The Bird Song by the Waylon Jennies. It's one of the featured songs we're going to be doing on the Pathfinder School Winter Concert on December 12th at 6:30 p.m., First Congregational Church. Family-friendly concert, free and open to the public.
Oh, I'm sorry, but what a beautiful song. I'm momentarily a little verklempt thinking about the littles singing that song. Hearing children sing it has got to be something else.
Well, I have to say that one of the wonderful things about being a music teacher is that children really are like flowers.
Uh-huh.
They really are open to everything.
Open to everything, yeah.
And it's a joy. I mean, this is what I do all day, every day.
Wow.
I'm very lucky.
You are. And they are, too, to have you opening them up with music every single day.
Thank you, Kate.
Love it. So, wow, happy Hanukkah.
Well, happy Hanukkah to you.
Yes, here we are. My goodness, we've still got a little bit of Hanukkah left.
We do.
First Hanukkah Thanksgiving head-to-head in 150 years, and then it's going to be another 80,000 years before it happens again.
Isn't that amazing? Well, we should celebrate.
Absolutely.
And I did want to send a song out to my friends and neighbors celebrating Hanukkah, and I found a wonderful version of Hane Wrote Hallelu by Ann Hills, Priscilla Herdman, Cynthia Magsden from their 1997 CD, Voices of Winter. By Ann Hills, Priscilla Herdman, Cynthia Magsden, from their 1997 CD, The Voices of Winter. And I have to tell you, Kate, I was really excited to find that particular recording because Ann Hills is a 1971 graduate of the Interlochen Arts Academy. She was in my graduating class. We were friends at school and graduated together.
Oh, that's what. So you're both Interlochen ladies.
Yes, we are.
I love it. See what wonderful things result. Boy, the harmonies in that were just gorgeous.
Really beautiful.
Wow, beautiful.
So happy Hanukkah to our friends and neighbors.
Absolutely. Happy Hanukkah. And of course, it's just, boy, talk about holiday season. Every holiday we can throw at it is happening right about now.
That's right. And I really appreciate your having me on this morning as a guest to talk about the three holiday performances that I'm involved in. Of course, tomorrow night we have the first, which is on Tuesday, December 3rd. 7 o'clock p.m. at First Congregational Church. This is the Traverse Symphony Orchestra Civic Ensembles, an educational program of the symphony. And this concert is free and open to the public.
That's right. So tomorrow night we can just waltz on into that one.
That's right, at 7 o'clock. And then on Thursday, December 12th, at the same location, First Congregational Church, which is a wonderful local community place to perform, we have the Pathfinder School Holiday Winter Concert. And that is at 6:30, a very family-friendly concert, 6:30 in the evening. It lasts about an hour, and that one is also free and open to the public. And then the concert that you and I are sharing together, the Traverse Symphony Orchestra Home for the Holiday Concerts, and these are on December 14th and 15th, featuring the NMC Grand Traverse Chorale and the NMC Children's Choir under the direction of Jeffrey Cobb, the Traverse Symphony Orchestra, Kevin Rhodes, conductor.
Oh, well, can't wait to share the stage with you over that.
That'll be fun.
For the 7 minutes that we will spend together. And what a wonderful hour that we've spent together this morning. Lynn Tobin, thank you so much for sharing all of your music with us. We've heard wonderful things, things for young people. Just a great, great selection here. Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure to be here.
What is our final piece to hear from you this morning?
Well, to wish our listeners a happy holiday season, I'd like to end with my favorite Ave Maria, which is a 1964 composition by Franz Biebel, a German composer. And this is performed by the Men of Chanticleer, Ave Maria.